Now, the Electoral Commission is inviting written submissions in relation to matters which should be considered in reporting on constituencies. Submissions should be addressed to the Electoral Commission in Dublin Castle in Dublin 2, and the review is expected to be carried out and published in July. To find out exactly what's happening here, how it may change our constituency here in Kerry, and what they want the public to do, we've got Communications and Public Engagement Manager with the newly instituted Electoral Commission, Brian Dawson. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
You're carrying out a review of electoral areas, is that correct?
It certainly is. We have quite the task ahead of us. As you mentioned, the new Electoral Commission, to give it its Irish name, on Commission Toghchán, was just established in February. And one of our very first pieces of work, in fact almost our very first piece of work, is this total review of all of Ireland's 39 electoral constituencies for the Dáil, and also the European Parliament constituencies as well. So I suppose just to give you the reasoning why we're undertaking this piece of work is everyone will remember filling in the census form last year, and the figures from the census, the provisional figures, have said that our population has grown significantly. We're now over 5.1 million people. So whenever there's a census, this kind of a review takes place, and you know what we're looking at is what's set out in the Constitution, that it quite often comes down to pure mathematics that people might not be aware of, but our Constitution says that there should be one TD to represent every 20 to 30,000 people. So we have to look at keeping to that requirement as set out in the Constitution.
And from that, you need that number situation, obviously. Now, there's some speculation from when this was coming about, Brian, that perhaps maybe we'll have 11 new TDs, some suggesting maybe 17 new TDs. But you have to balance everything in terms of the areas, the urban versus rural, the numbers, the pure numbers, as well as other factors. Is that right?
Exactly, Jerry. And I suppose, you know, alongside the 20 to 30,000 figure that's in the Constitution, the Oireachtas has directed us as the Electoral Commission that there should be between 171 and 181 TDs after the next general election. So at the moment there's 160 TDs in the Dáil representing people, but that is going to rise by at least 11 and up to 21 new TDs. So even at the lower end of that figure, that's going to be the biggest ever Dáil that we've had in the state. And, you know, I suppose it marks how significant some of the changes might be from this constituency review. And I suppose another thing that I might just set out among the criteria that we have to work to as an electoral commission in doing this review is that each constituency has to be comprised of 3, 4, or 5 seats, so not 6, that the breaching of county boundaries should be avoided if possible, and also that constituencies should be adjoining areas, that we have to keep an eye out to geographic and population density figures that you mentioned there, and you know that we try and maintain as much continuity of electoral areas as possible.
Yeah.
So when you put all those pieces together, it's a significant challenge, but one that we're working away on. And one, I suppose, and the reason I'm on with you, Jerry, is to ask people across the kingdom if they consider making a submission, if they have something to say about this constituency review, that they can drop us a line via email to constituencyreview@electoralcommission.ie, or drop us something in the post. You mentioned Block M in Dublin Castle. All the details are on our website, electoralcommission.ie. And we want to hear from people before May 10th is the deadline for submissions.
So they have a week. You have a week to get your submissions in. Have your say.
Yeah, exactly. And just one thing to say, Jerry, we're actually going to be making our report before the end of August.
Okay.
So so we're asking people to make their submissions by May 10th, but then we have a body of work to go through all those submissions, to look at the maps and the population figures, and to make our recommendations to the
Oireachtas. Brian, look, it's a difficult job. I'm not asking you to make a direct comment, because obviously you're just a communications director talking, considering and talking about the sort of the issues in the Constitution and the rules and legislation you have to abide by. But when it comes to Kerry, from our own political watchers, we'll be suggesting perhaps maybe we may go back to two constituencies, Kerry South, Kerry North, and three seats. And that one of the reason, and this is the balance that we struck, one is the population in terms of 30,000 people, but the other is there should be regard to geographic considerations, including significant physical features and the extent of and the density of population in each constituency. Like, the argument would be that Kerry at the moment is just too big for five TDs to be expected to cover, even physically, driving from Tarbert to a meeting down in Carrigavine, for example. Is that part of the balance that will have to be struck when it comes to numbers versus geography?
Well, as you say, I'm not going to speculate.
Sure.
I suppose what are the facts is the, you know, the number of TDs, as you said, in Kerry is five.
And as like stand, it's easier for a Dublin Central TD to meet more people and go to meetings and have more time in their hands than it is for a Kerry TD to be expected to cover the whole of the county.
Well, it's certainly a smaller constituency geographically, but where you're following the preliminary results of Census 2022, you know, the population of Kerry is such that the population per TD now is 31,052, which obviously is above the 20,000 to 30,000 ratio that's set out in the constitution. So, you know, our commission will be looking at that. It's why we're asking for people's submissions. And, you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait until August to see our final recommendations.
There'll be lots of people waiting for that one, Brian. You can be sure, because lots of political futures depend on it, I suppose. Yeah. Finally, very brief, you've a lot of other work in your hands. We might talk to you another time about that, in terms of encouraging people to vote, educating them how to vote, getting the voting numbers up and all of those things. That's all yet to be done, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so obviously I'm talking to you generally about the constituency review, but that's one string to our bow in terms of ourselves as a new commission, a new electoral commission for Ireland, that we have a range of other functions. So take, for example, the referendum that's promised for later this year. We'll be involved in setting out the information on that. We're involved in registering political parties, as you mentioned, promoting awareness of elections and trying to get people out and participating in elections.
Yeah, which is very important. Yeah, Brian.
You know, obviously, and also challenging some of the mis and disinformation that is increasingly prevalent around our elections. And I suppose just generally, if it doesn't sound too kind of highfalutin, trying to maintain our democracy in good health.
Which is important, sure, very important job. Brian, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme. That's the Electoral Commission, newly formed Electoral Commission in Ireland. Get your submissions in now before the 10th of May.